In this bulletin, Australia tells Pacific Island leaders it will meet emission reduction targets without the use of carryover credits. Advocates say they hope more refugees and asylum seekers will be freed after five were released from detention this week. And in cricket, India defeats Australia in a practice match ahead of the Test series. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia is committed to achieving net zero carbon emissions as soon as possible. Addressing the Pacific Island Forum online, Mr. Morrison says Australia is on track to achieve its Paris Agreement targets without needing to use carryover credits.
Australia is translating our climate change commitments into reality through effective action. This is not prospective, this is now. We are acting now. We are achieving and we are exceeding our goals. Australia is very confident that we will now achieve our 2030 target without the need to draw on our carryover credits that Australians earned from overachieving on our Kyoto era commitments.
It comes as Mr. Morrison failed to secure a speaking slot at the United Nations Climate Summit today. Britain, who is co-hosting the summit, has criticised Australia for lagging behind on climate action. European Union leaders have agreed to cut at least 55% of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. The new target will replace the EU's previous goal of 40% emissions reductions from 1990 levels. European Council President Charles Michel says the continent wants to lead the fight against climate change.
We will mark the fifth anniversary of this commitment made in Paris, the Paris Climate Deal, to which we are committed from the beginning as the European Union and its member states, and for which we are leading an intense, optimistic fight in the field of climate diplomacy to encourage other countries, other regions in the world to join the bandwagon to support this shared ambition to develop common standards together.
Advocates say they hope more refugees and asylum seekers will be freed after five were released from detention this week. The individuals were brought to Australia for medical treatment under the now-repealed Medivac legislation and have now been granted bridging visas. Three were being held at a facility in Brisbane and two at a detention centre in Melbourne. Asylum seeker advocate Nolene Balasantharan-Harendran says there's been so much joy over the outcome.
These are not criminals, they were innocent human beings who were locked up as part of a policy. And when you hear the word freedom, as you can imagine, they were happy, sad, everything together. And we're getting emotional just talking about it. We are both, Daniel and I are both very, very grateful to the minister for the visas he's already granted. So we are hoping that he would continue to grant them and release these men and women.
Federal, state and territory leaders have agreed to establish bilateral arrangements to allow seasonal workers from the Pacific region into Australia. Under the Seasonal Worker Program and the Pacific Labour Scheme, jurisdictions will be required to inform the federal government of their COVID-19 protocols for the workers before they're granted visas. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says seasonal workers are vital for Australia's economy.
Each of the states and territories are confronted with different circumstances on the ground and different capabilities and capacities. In Queensland, for example, there's been a very, very successful on-farm quarantine for seasonal workers program that has been underway and has really been supporting the Queensland agricultural sector and the primary producers. But now we want to ensure that we can move to other arrangements in states and territories where that need is critical.
New Zealanders will be allowed into Queensland from today. This means all Australian states except Western Australia are now open to New Zealand travellers. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she won't be allowing Australians to travel to New Zealand until there is a consistent approach on COVID-19 in each Australian state and territory.
There hasn't been one approach to if there's an outbreak in an Australian state. So that means that New Zealand would have to navigate whether or not we would close our border in an outbreak, depending on how other states react. So that brings a little more uncertainty for us.
And to sporting cricket, India has dominated Australia on day one of practice matches with the first test days away. While Australia's Cameron Green had to be substituted out due to a mild concussion, India finished the match with an 87-run lead, and the first test starts next week with a day-nighter in Adelaide. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 31. Adelaide, mostly sunny 35. Melbourne, sunny 27. Hobart, cloud clearing 23. Canberra, partly cloudy 20. Wollongong, possible shower 20. Sydney, much the same 23. Newcastle, possible morning shower 23. Brisbane, showers 26. Cairns, shower 2:32. And Darwin, similar conditions with a possible storm 34. This is SBS News.